Tom, people are always looking at predictors for kids to see how they're going to fare later in life. Well, one new study out of the UK shows that a surprisingly reliable predictor is what your child did, what role they had in what common childhood activity.
I mean, it's not a single, it's an activity.
It's an activity that a lot of kids do.
So it's not like nose picking.
If that were the case, I'd be president.
I know. Well, that's why I have high hopes for my children.
I'll give you one hint. When I say play a role, I mean that quite literally.
Oh, God, the class plays?
Yeah, but specifically what kind of play done every year around Christmas?
Maybe the nativity play?
Exactly, right? The nativity play. According to this study, a child's role in a nativity play as a child is a predictor of their fate later in life.
Is this why we haven't had a Jewish president?
That's exactly why. It's true. It's sad. But back to the study. So to help promote their annual Christmas pageant, Virgin Media in the UK asked...
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
That's
ironic.
A coincidence.
I know. They asked 2,000 adults what role they had played in their childhood nativity pageants and then asked them about their jobs and their income and their hobbies and correlated it. And it turns out former Josephs and Marys, the leads, tended to be later in life the highest earners, and specifically Marys were the most likely to claim they were still a virgin even though they were pregnant.
I was Joseph in, I remember it was the third grade play.
Yeah.
I was Joseph. I had no lines. So.
They didn't give Joseph any lines?
He doesn't have any lines anywhere.
I would not know, quite literally.
I mean, he's the least important character in the entire
thing.
He
kind of is, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
he's not the dad. He barely has a job.
Can't get a hotel room.
Yeah.
But I'm just wondering, Peter, is there anything there about, say, if you play the donkey?
As a matter of fact, there is.
Because
it turns out that kids who played the donkeys did better, and I'm not kidding, than kids who played the lambs.
Oh, yeah?
In life. Yeah.
That checks out with the person I knew who played the donkey. Mm-hmm.
And this person you knew, how did she feel about playing the donkey?
Were you the front half or the back half?
I was the entire donkey. And I empathize because I didn't have any lines either. Yeah. I just roar every now and then.
Yeah. Well, wait a minute. If you were a donkey and you were roaring, no wonder you're a failure. Because seriously, it's more of a bray made. Did you know that?
No, the asses roar. That's in the actual Bible,
the
I think.
The asses roar?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's the first time that hasn't been bleeped out on NPR.
I know. Can you do your ass roar? You grace this with your Al Pacino.
Okay, can we also give Tom a line, like, so that he can feel vindicated?
Absolutely, absolutely.
You can do a line, too.
We're going to make up for childhood trauma.
You're driving the donkey into Bethlehem, and I'm the donkey.
Giddy up.
Your income just went up 10%. That was wonderful.